in the Federated States of Micronesia, the state of Chuuk, one of the outer islands northwest of the main island, Chuuk, Chuuk State. We're about 150, 160 miles away north of the main island. And the island is called Onon. Onon in Namanweta Atoll. Onon Namanweta Atoll. And the school is situated here in Onon. The school is Northwest High School, formerly called Waypad. Waypad High School.
And where do the students from the high school come from?
The students are from the Northwest Islands, from all the three regions in the Northwest area. There are three regions. One region is called Hall, the Hall Islands, and there are four islands there. The other region is Namanweta, Namanweta Atoll. And the other region is called Batu. So there are three regions, and most of the students are coming from these three regions here. Our enrollment this year is 274. 274 students living on a campus now, over.
So 274 students, but I understand that you have a difficult situation there, Father Florin, in that you have run out of food. Can you explain what is happening there?
Okay, yes, Australia, this is the situation. The beginning of the school, we were given food. The food was not enough for the whole year. And so we were out of food as of last week, Friday last week. The school was completely out of food. So we tried to call the education office. We tried to call the Chuuk education. Finally, we got the answer. They're able to give us only 25 sacks of rice. 25 sacks of rice. When will that come? Not sure yet. We have nothing definite yet on transportation, but we've received news that they're going to give us 25 sacks from the Department of Education in Chuuk. So yeah, that's the situation here. We're completely out of food. School has been canceled until we are stabilized here. Like today is Friday, still no school. I'm sending the kids to the community, to the families, to find food there. We're very thankful for the community. They're also doing their part to help, to give us some food. And that's how the students are now, as far as the food. The community is so generous. Giving us something. But the problem is the population here is about or over 400 or 500 people plus the 274 students, and I don't think the community can feed these people every day, every meal. We have to understand this is a remote, tiny little island. The gardens, the crops are very small, not enough to feed 700 plus people every day.
So it sounds like the situation is not a good one at all. And as you say, the community, the local community has stepped up and helped out feeding the students. But as you say, I suppose that can't go on for that much longer because it's only a small island. There's only so much in the garden. So what will happen if the food doesn't arrive very quickly?
I'm afraid with this 700-plus people living on the island, to feed these people every day, every meal, it'd be very, very difficult for everybody here on the island, this little island. So that's my big concern now with the kids. So as a result, So I'm cancelling school. We haven't started yet until things are stabilized. We're hoping to, to get some something from some friends, some generous friends somewhere. Especially this from our state, the Chuuk State education, with this 25 sacks. We're hoping to get this. At least this 25 would last for 2 weeks. But that's the story now, Australia, over.
So if the 25 packs of rice are arriving, they'll last for 2 weeks. I'm wondering then, Father Florin, what happens after that? And also, the students can't live on rice alone. They need fresh vegetables and things as well. So where to from here? What are you hoping will happen?
That's right. Yeah, I'm hoping they send also vegetables to supplement this rice. Some meat. The problem here is the crops. Like I said, we have bananas, few bananas, taro, and breadfruit. Not much vegetables. There's no lettuce, cabbage, or those kind of things. So we have coconuts, copra, taro, breadfruit, bananas. Those are the major. And the type of food we have here. So I'm afraid this food will be run out if there's no help from somewhere. So we're hoping to get food for the students so they can, they don't depend very much on the community, because I'm worried about the community here. If they keep on feeding us, the students, 274 students, then this be a very big problem. Over.
Is there any chance that the families of the students can send food from home?
Well, the problem is transportation. I would say this island is, I'd say that the closest island is about 30 miles away. About 30 miles away from here. The rest are far away. So they need transportation, they need boats, and that's one of the problems. I was talking to the people in the main island from this department, and that is one of the problems they raised, transportation. So we're stuck there, even with the 25 sacks of rice. Who is going to bring those 25? Not sure.
Well, we certainly hope that the situation is resolved as soon as possible. We thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us, Father Florin. Is there anything that you'd like to just say in conclusion?
One of the reasons we were out of rice so quick was there wasn't any breakfast. Before they used to give us breakfast like biscuits, oat meals, and fruits, but since the beginning of the school year, there was none of this. Well, we had some fruit cocktails, but they were expired. We had to throw them out. They were expired. So, we're hoping to get some breakfast food that will supplement the rice. But to have rice every meal, rice and luncheon and spam, that's very tough. That will run out for 2 weeks. Okay, so yeah, that's what I want to say regarding breakfast. One of the reasons we're out of the rice so quick, because there is no breakfast provided. The food we had at the school were rice, luncheon meat, and spam. And we had to throw out some of our luncheon meats also. That's one of the problems, because they were expired. And I think that's one of the reasons we were out quickly with meat also. We had to throw out some of the luncheon meats because they were expired. So we are running into all kind of problems now, Australia, over.
Yeah, so obviously a range of issues there, including funding and undersupply of food. We thank you once again for your time, Father Florin. Best wishes, and let us know if there are any developments and if some food arrives. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you very, very much. And last but not least, is many of our students got sick. I think it's because of food shortages. They got diarrhea and all kind of, headaches, nausea, vomiting. But that's one of the problems we have. I think the student needs medicine, and we really need some medicine to help the kids also.